Well, hi, everybody.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Bob Boylan.
It's our nightly roundup podcast. I was here all alone last night talking to myself.
So it was just you, weeping, just like sitting down on the curb, leaning into the tape recorder?
There weren't more bands to see.
Where were you guys? I came a day early.
Yeah.
See, when I did see your tweet with one of your photos just as I was drifting off in my own bed.
So I'm here with Robin Hilton and Stephen Thompson. Of course you know those names. And you don't know Katie Presley well, but she was on the last preview show. Hi,
Katie. Yay, hey.
And Katie lives here in Austin.
I do. That's last night I was cooking. You were watching shows and I was cooking like it was the apocalypse. Because that's how I get ready for South By. I made 16 waffles and 2 loaves of bread.
Whoa. Wow.
So I have things to eat and I don't have to cook.
Well, I saw Chet Faker last night. And we put him on our blog, and I dearly love. He's kind of like a one man electronic soulful thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll just say James Blake only as a reference point, but it's not that.
Right. It's much more. It's rowdier, isn't it?
A little rowdier, and it's not as spare, mm-hmm. and not as restrained as.
The name would makes me think he'd be a little goofy.
Yeah.
It's not at all. But the name attracted me. P.S.
I mean, which is so the Chet complete Faker, opposite right. of what I think of. Right. James Blake, I'm
right.
saying.
It's right, right.
So that was good. You saw that last night?
Chet Faker last night, in fact, yes. Along with Charlie XCX, it was a lot of fun. More rock and roll-y, rowdy than I thought, too. And a band called Symbols that I loved a lot. And I hadn't thought much of the recorded stuff. It's now time to go back and re-examine them. They were very much in the Talking Heads 78 vein, more songs about building and food sort of period.
Okay.
And that's a fine period of music for me. But they did have an original sound, a little more electronic-y than that music back then, but it was very move-your-feet kind of music and good lyrics and all that stuff. So
having added a sixth night to your South by Southwest,
I'm already booking my night for Sunday next year.
I told my wife before I left, she asked what time everyone else was getting there, and I said, Bob gets the earliest flight to Austin and the latest flight back home on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, me, in and out.
And they wouldn't even let you fly today.
Yeah, boy, this
we
was
both
just,
flew today.
This day in general was kind of, I mean, it took me like 14 hours to get from Washington, D.C. to Austin.
So
Austin time woke up at 3:40 this morning.
Woof.
And I even had a chunk of the night, where about a two-hour block, where I tried to see the following bands and was thwarted just by capacity and everything. Mm. So I tried to see Agnes Obel.
Yep.
Fabulous.
Archie,
I did get in there. All of you guys missed Agnes.
Yeah,
okay,
listen,
that we...
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, no.
Fair enough.
We're not talking about how good
you guys,
the
TV
things
is
are.
Complaining.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Yeah, excuse me, I'm sorry.
It was really a good show.
I have the floor. I'm complaining. this band from Madison, my hometown, Archie Powell and the Exports, they happened to be on the bill before Chance the Rapper. So there were like 900,000 people in line outside, so I missed them. This band called The Preachers from Australia, this woman named Banks, who I like, kind of moody, beautiful electronic music. No getting into that show. And then Ms. Mister was a total zoo. So there was a two-hour block where I saw nothing. So it was a little bit that
running
kind of day.
Around. Yeah.
A little bit that kind of day, but I did see a few things that I really loved.
Well, tell us one, and then...
I'll give you one. A group from South Korea named Jambinai. It's instrumental rock with a mixture of like electric guitars and much more traditional, even ancient instrumentation. There was a stringed instrument that looked a little like a kora.
How do you roughly spell that?
Jambinai?
Yeah.
J-A-M-B-I-N-A-I.
Okay.
And it was really... They had all these like big HDTV screens behind them with swirling black and white animation, and there was so you had this mixture of this very kind of languid electric guitars and then these traditional instruments, and then they built kind of Sigur Rós, Godspeed You Black Emperor style
fabulous.
Into these bigger just more robust pounding beautiful compositions. I really really loved it. That was a recommendation from Anastasia Silkis.
Oh, wonderful!
Who was right on the money. They were great.
Robin?
I landed at 6:30, hopped in a cab, sped here, grabbed my badge, ran just in time for the 8 o'clock show of Ages and Ages, only to find they weren't playing, and that's when I ran into you, Bob, and actually, I think they're going to play on Saturday, is what we heard now. But then ran over, caught Royal Teeth on Steven's recommendation, and it was just as joyful and wonderful as I thought it would be. There was, it was at Cheer Up Charlie's, and there's a projected behind the band is a rainbow
And the words cheer
and
up.
And the words cheer up. And I just thought, I hope Bob is at the show.
Can we get
right
that picture?
I love that show right now.
When I tweeted at the time, like, even if it weren't there, it would be implied by that band's music. It was so joyful.
Wow. Yeah, very exuberant. And, you know, they released bags of balloons out into the audience and lots
confetti cannon at the end.
Yeah, lots
guys,
of
fun. Neither of you guys told me.
Yeah.
No, I went in right after Royal Teeth, and I wondered what that... It was confetti on the floor, but I wondered what... They are totally... If I had to describe that band, it would be that band is a confetti gun of joy.
Royal Teeth.
And I also
and
got...
well-done hair.
And very, very well-done hair. I had the sense from that 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 band is about to become... kind of
that is exactly
really,
what I
really
thought.
Massive. There's a bit of a fun, like fun the band
fun
vibe.
Period. Yeah.
A little fun period. A little bit of like the TV show Glee. I mean, it's very, very sugary pop that it, could be very, very big.
And it was jam
royal.
And
jam
it really, it was
jam.
It was jam packed. People. There was some, I was talking to people outside who were like, "How do you get in? They're my favorite band." I mean, there's something going on there.
Oh.
I missed Agnes Obel as well.
That was really, really good.
Yeah, tell us more about that, Bob. That sounds really great, Bob.
So she has a beautiful voice, keyboards, cello, violin. She picked up the keyboard, the cello player and the violin player from Canada. She'd never played with them ever before until tonight.
What?
Beautiful church, you know, the room. I'm going to make it feel even worse. It was...
Yep.
Yeah,
I hate you.
The Presbyterian.
Yeah. Yep. The Presbyterian, yeah.
It was fun. What's this about?
Well, while she was playing, I went and saw Zorch. Do you remember Zorch from a few years back?
Yes.
They were one of my discoveries a few years ago. And the song I put on the show a few years ago was, I don't remember what it was called, but it said, "Giant Surprise, we are lizards disguised." Does that ring a bell at all?
Yes.
When I walked in, that's the song they started playing.
Well,
I could not believe it.
You.
Yeah. And then, I saw Pale Hound. They were pretty...
I like Pale Hound.
They kind of reminded me of a sort of a grittier Moldy Peaches. Hmm. Kind of quirky like that. New York band. But just a little grittier.
I have a pet carrot.
Yeah. And she's got a...
What
there's a song called Pet Carrot.
She's again, this is just contents of Bob's brain. No mind.
And then I would say the surprise of the night was a band called Pins. P-I-N-S.
Oh, you got... Was that at Central Press?
Yeah, and it was...
Gah.
It was a space...
It was right after Agnes Obel,
it was right
I think.
After Agnes, yeah. So I didn't even try.
It was a... You know, it wasn't as packed as I thought it would be.
No.
But it was just... It was a space that could not contain them. It's four young women, I believe from England.
From Manchester.
Manchester. And
ooh,
it's just this loud, just very, very fierce, great drummer, really powerful drummer. Garage surfer.
Seems like
punk,
the wrong room for that
rock
band,
something. It was. They needed a mosh pit, and at the last song they said, "Come on, everybody, stand up!" And everyone's lined up, stand up, caged in
pews.
By these pews.
Pews, yeah.
So there were a few guys in the front who were trying to get it going, you know, sort of a mini mosh pit. But fantastic band, Pins. Katie.
Well, speaking of mini mosh pits, I saw one of the last things that I successfully saw was Those Howlings. I saw a lot of Austin bands.
That's not
tonight.
Those Darlings.
No, this it's different. It's Those Howlings, and they started a mini mosh pit, which made me very nervous because I'm an 80-year-old grandmother.
No, she really is. No one knew this.
No one knew. You see me on the
you
street.
Don't
you
don't want
think,
to be
no,
in a mosh pit with those shoes, by the way. Not
no,
a good idea.
Nothing about the situation that I have going on today is mosh pit ready. But they were great. Yeah, they were one of four or five Austin things. I started with Gal Pals because, of course, I started this festival with a band called Gal Pals. And they were at Cheer Ups. I spent a lot of time at Cheer Ups. Yeah,
Cheer
Gal
Up Charlie's.
Pals. Cheer Up Charlie's. Yep, sorry. A little too underground. I saw Gal Pals. Then Those Howlings, then Amy Cook and Ume also at Cheer Ups. And those are all Austin folks. And all lady singers or bassists or guitarists, and they all ruled. So secretly, I was hoping that Patty Griffin would be at the Amy Cook show because they record together sometimes. They're both staples of the Austin scene. She was not there. Patty, where are you?
Let you down.
Yep.
Do you know the East Cameroon Folk Corps?
Nope.
Oh, because I thought they were Austin based. Maybe
tell
I'm wrong
me
now.
About
it's time.
That.
it was one of those lineups of like. 7 or 8 people. It was group singing, but it was more. It had had more brashness to it than
the recordings are very brash too.
Yeah, I liked them a whole lot, and I saw that. I think that was my big surprise today. That was But there were a lot of people in the audience mouthing the words, and that's always a clue that they're local.
Yeah. Yeah,
for a group that I completely don't know, I'm going to say that I'll go with that.
All of these Austin bands also had really great hometown crowds. You know, I liked seeing the bands, but I really liked, especially those Hellings. I specifically thought when people say keep Austin weird, they mean keep Austin like the crowd at those Hellings. It was
fabulous.
Great. I love those people.
Well, just a quick recap. We're going to put a playlist online of the things that we talk about tonight. Mm-hmm. And we'll put photographs up online and you'll probably see those. I saw Neil Young give a talk about this new audio player he's been working on forever with this company called Pono. Pono in Hawaiian. Hawaiian? In Hawaiian.
It's going to be a long week. Bro.
Yes, it is. Means righteous or goodness. And this is an audio player that is determined to be able to play audio at really, really high quality rates. It's not a...
A
portable audio player. So... he presented it. We'll have that hour-long talk that Neil gave and questions and answers and all that stuff up online soon. It apparently is waiting at the front desk for me right now, the audio file that is, and the video file we'll put up in a couple of days. We're going to get that up there, too. And then I'm going to hopefully do an interview with Neil Young about it, put that interview up probably later, probably next week sometime. And then our showcase is tomorrow, we're all looking forward to madly. And that's where most of us are going to be, and that's what tomorrow night's podcast will be about. But watch the show.
Well, Katie's not going to be able to go to that.
Oh, you can watch it on TV.
She's
or
got
whatever
a, she's,
they call
she's
the
got
internet.
A wristband, so we can't
Couldn't
let her
get in.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
She's been excluded in advance.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's tough to get into that show.
Yeah, so you can watch it on the internet tomorrow.
Okay.
What time does it start, everybody? Do we know?
It's 7:50 Central Time, so 8:50 Eastern.
All right, and the lineup is Perfect Pussy.
Followed by Eagles.
Kelis.
Followed by St. Vincent. And then ending with Damon Albarn. Should be a fabulous night.
Yeah.
We'll have interviews with all of the artists in between each set.
Yeah, I'd say camp out, put on a good set of headphones, or put it on a nice big screen. And
yeah, don't go anywhere or do anything.
I think that's invite a friend over.
Yeah.
Or
sure.
If you have any.
Sure.
Yeah. Good.
But have them bring their computers so we get an extra page view.
Yeah.
Oh, and
I can't come to your show, but I'll find as many computers as I can and just refresh.
Yeah. Well, it's only 1:30 in the morning. This is earliest we'll probably have all week.
Aren't we spring chickens?
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.